It's hard to believe the Klezmatics, the band that brought a downtown New York sensibility to klezmer, are turning 40 this year. That longevity is a rare feat in itself, but it is even more impressive after listening to their latest release, We Were Made for These Times, as inventive and joyous an album as I've heard in a long time. And the most proudly Jewish. It's not the klezmer you grew up with, unless you grew up in the East Village with some very cool parents. Co-founders Frank London, trumpet, and vocalist Lauren Sklamberg have tossed their musical net wide, showing, if you'll pardon the expression, very Catholic taste. The Klezmatics have performed with musicians as far-flung as Itzhak Perlman, Israeli singers Chava Alberstein and Ehud Benet, the Moroccan master musicians of Jajouka, poet Allen Ginsberg and folk singer Arlo Guthrie. We Were Made for These Times continues the band's tradition. The music covers stomping anthems, propulsive frailecks, the kind of music that demands you get up and move, crimean ballads, gospel shouters, sometimes all in one song. It sounds identifiably klezmer, but the band finds unexpected congruences with all manner of sounds. Show tunes on Ich kenn nit sagen Witzen, I can't tell jokes, with guest vocals by the Manhattan Transfer's Janice Siegel, free jazz on London's instrumental, Elegy for the Innocent, Pakler's Tance, Drummer's Dance, a dizzying, spinning top of a song that's tribute to klezmer drumming, as well as James Brown's Funky Drummer and Tito Puente's Para Los Rumberos. We Were Made for These Times has a distinct and uniquely Jewish point of view. Undo Ackerst and You Plow is based on a workers' anthem written by Jewish socialist philosopher and literary critic Chaim Jedlovsky. Lashinki Vaziki is based on a Yiddish folk song. Die Zukunft, El Farudo, The Future, sets music to a rosy ode written by Morris Winchevsky, a Jewish socialist who was one of the co-founders of Yiddish newspaper The Forward. The repeated appearance of Jewish socialist in the previous paragraph might tip you off to the Klezmatics' political leanings. They wear their politics on their sleeves, but they come by them honestly. It's not far from the democratic socialist beliefs of the Eastern European Jews who brought klezmer to America in the late 19th, early 20th century and settled on New York's Lower East Side. Not far from where the band lives today. They're dyed-in-the-wool lefties, but don't lecture. They let the music make the point for them. They're not the first band to see the current political resonance of Woody Guthrie's Plane Wreck at Los Gatos, Deportee. But they're the first band to translate the lyrics into Yiddish and Spanish. A reminder that not only were we strangers once in Egypt, we were also strangers once at Ellis Island. If you didn't get the point, the arrangement's high-pitched brass nudges the song South of the Border into mariachi territory. And they aren't afraid to make a Jewish joke. Album titles have included Rhythm and Jews, Apocorsum, Heretics, and Jews with Horns. The Klezmatics are not fooling around. They take the music seriously. The level of musicianship is high. Percussionist Richie Barshe has played with Herbie Hancock. Clarinet, sax player Matt Dariau had performed with David Byrne. Violinist and vocalist Lisa Gutkin was in the band for the Broadway run of Sting's The Lost Ship. Bassist Paul Morissette has studied Eastern European and Scandinavian music. Trumpeter Frank London has been featured on over 400 records and Lauren Sklamberg served as cantor at USC's Hillel House and at Beth Haim Chadashim. The Klezmatics were a revelation chapter 40 years ago, when the only times my friends and I ever heard klezmer were at our bar mitzvahs, where it was explicitly the music of old people. In the hands of the Klezmatics, it sounds youthful and modern. We Were Made for These Times can be streamed or purchased at the Klezmatics website, https://www.klezmatics.com/music-1.